When you look at camera and electronic sensors versus the platonic form of an ideal measurement system, it's clear that the two technologies are almost perfectly complementary. Camera's great for full population. Electronics sucks for that. Camera's highly positionally accurate, so you can do detailed queue analytics and merchandising tests. Electronics isn't and can't support those applications. Camera gives you a lot of nice-to-haves like gender and height and grouping and potentially additional detailed behavioral data. Electronics doesn't do any of that. On the other hand, even with full coverage, camera will have blind spots and will regularly lose track of shoppers. So it can't seamlessly track the full journey. Electronics can. And putting camera up to cover large interstitial elements like stairs and walkways, it's expensive, and sometimes it's just flat-out impossible. Electronics works well in those situations. Camera can't track repeat visitors either, but electronics can. And while both camera and electronics can potentially track associates, similar complementary dynamics exist. Camera can do very detailed, exact process analysis, but it can't identify specific individuals. Electronics can't track detailed paths and process execution, but it can identify specific individuals. So it looks like no matter which technology you pick, you're going to have gaps. With electronics, you're going to have some pretty big gaps, including population tracking and any kind of fine-grained detail. But even with full camera coverage, you won't get all the information about the journey that you'd really like. When we started Digital Mortar, we used electronics almost exclusively, but the huge gaps in the data drove us crazy. Gradually, we started to deploy more and more camera sensors. But when we went to full camera coverage, sans electronics, we found the gaps in full journey tracking were less than ideal, which is why in our most recent and our best implementations, we do extensive camera coverage and we deploy a significant number of electronic sensors too. Camera covers all the main entries and all the main merchandising areas. We use a lot of camera, but we use electronics to provide overall flow, including all of the interstitials and repeat visitor tracking and for associate identification. We even blend the two streams so that, for example, an associate with a Bluetooth pinger is automatically identified when they come through a door, and then the camera tracks them on the floor. This integration of electronic and camera sensor technology is kind of complex, and it does have its challenges, but only by putting the two together have we been able to create a measurement system that answers the full range of questions at the enterprise level. Camera does most of the heavy measurement lifting, but electronics fills in the gaps and provides the big picture flow measurement. Together, they're pretty cool. In my next minute, I'll delve a little more into Bluetooth and associate tracking. Thanks for listening.